This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to Twinnovation.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Mama Bear Mike Carnell, the host of the Twinnovation Podcast, the podcast for all your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grips, hustles. Any way you're making money, we're here to talk about it. And as always, wow, Dave, you're upsetting the dog with this kind of, you hear him barking at home?
A lot of bad fade out.
You hear him barking? Dylan, you're upsetting
not a bad fade
him.
Out. There was no fade out at all.
Joined as Dylan always fixed, after
not that
a 2 week hiatus.
Anything, but Dylan got it handled.
I'm joined by my oldest, weirdest, and best friends in the world, the identical Rosenberg twins. To my left, fucking up the producing already, baby Davey Rosenberg. And Dave, I'll get into it, but on the right, you know, of course, he's currently fiddling with the knobs and the levels on the
he's
Zoom.
He's the fiddler.
He's the fiddler himself, Jeffrey Rosenberg.
Choo-choo!
Dave, I want the people to know you've gone with a bit of a cranberry monochrome look now.
Because I started a cranberry raspberry, obviously Rosie's Frozy's business.
Yeah.
You guys all know the logo, I believe.
Yes, we've seen the logo.
And
I haven't seen the drink.
Before I get into your
the molds
clothes,
are being
Dave,
made.
Hey, you smell that?
It's a little early in
do
the
you
show
smell
for that.
That?
It's a little early
you
in the
smell
show.
That?
I do, but I
hit
think
it.
It's a little early
hit
in the,
music,
is all
hit the
music,
sir. Hit the music.
I've already hit the music. There seems to
it's
be
the
some type
of
beef of the week.
This is a segment of the show where we call out someone who's wronged us. Dave, I'll say it. We all know it's coming. Where do you get off uploading these designs to the slop shop, dude? It's
what
a two-thirds majority vote. It's a two-thirds majority
vote. I don't
vote.
Know what you're talking about.
I don't remember
about.
Being asked to if we could sell a Time to Scheme and Dream watch.
Yeah. What kind
that
of
is
watch
like
is
fucking
it?
Like a dumbass, ugly
that.
Like gears
I didn't
and
do
watch.
That,
really,
dude.
Dave?
I
who
think
else
it's
did
an,
it?
It's an ad on the site. It's just a part of the.
Uh-huh. And they decided to call it Time to Scheme and Dream.
I think they
what
give
is
you
this?
The,
Teen
they...
Dave's pullover outwear long hood sleeve. It's not even a logo. It's just a pullover hoodie.
Yeah, it's something I use and I feel comfortable selling to people.
Not voted on. That's
it's
coming
comfortable.
Off. Teamwork makes the scheme work with dollar signs as an S. Not voted
Jeff,
on. Coming
do you
off
like that
the
one?
Site.
Jeff,
it's not a phrase
Jeff's
we
not
use.
Voting.
It's not a phrase
it's
we use.
It's not a phrase we use.
But are you saying you don't want that in the store?
And then
it doesn't
I go,
sell.
And then I go to the logo, a logo that was sent to us that you sent to me, and I said, I don't really like it. And then you made
the
fucking shirts out of it.
Which one?
And mugs. The one with the three of us with the colors
the
and stuff.
The Bank of Babulio?
No. The
which
the
is
watercolor
also a different
one.
Oh, no,
thing. Those have been selling super well. Those
what's
are...
this stray cat sweatshirt? What is this?
That's your stray cat.
The stray cat was in number one headset season,
and
we're in psycho
cat.
Season now, and there's a dog, not a cat.
And we have a dog
well,
now.
There's going to be dog wear pretty soon.
Rosie's Frozies, red cuffed beanies, might have voted on it, would have loved to. It's going to come
Jeff
off because it wasn't
on
voted
it.
On.
Did not vote on
it's
it,
two-thirds
what are you
majority.
Talking
measured season socks, and it's a fucking bunch of Jeff's
Jeff
face
likes,
on a sock.
Jeff likes the measured socks. Those are solid.
Howdy with
Jeff approved
another.
Of
what language
too.
Is this? And howdy.
That's in Japanese. That's in Japanese.
And you know it says howdy or what? Why
yes.
are you selling this? What is this?
Because people wanted it. We have fans in Japan.
What? This is another howdy
Jeff
shirt
said,
with like a fucking like milk, like a cow's body and like
that's
neon
also
text.
Selling well.
Bud, we vote on stuff. So here's what's happening.
We've made a
I'm
going to
change
Jeffrey,
the fucking. No, I'm changing
Jeff,
the password.
Jeff, what about
we're going to change the password. Jeff, and that's that.
The sell items.
Well, okay. The illustrated shirt, the watercolor one, does all right, to be honest, even though we all look fucking ugly in it.
You said this. I was like, this is a very unflattering design.
It's selling like hotcakes.
I think the watch is funny.
The watch is off, dude. That doesn't make it's ugly. It's so it's like
you
fucking.
Did you look at all the options?
It's something you would fucking get tricked into buying at a mall, you dumb fuck. Like,
I think
it.
The Bank of Babulio is not good. I think the design is bad.
And what is that? What is the Bank of Babulio?
It's a podcast that Mark hosts in.
When? Has it been on? Has that been on yet?
We're releasing it as a flash episode on Black Monday.
We're going to have to start changing the passwords on you, bud.
I actually took down a bunch of stuff because you put it in the core collection. I told you once, I told you twice. If I have to tell you thrice, we're going to have a real problem.
What did it's you not say,
part
Jeff?
Of, Jeff, it's we're not changing
part,
the password,
it's
correct?
Not part of the core collection, Dave. The core collection exclusively gets a 100% vote on, okay? You don't touch my core collection, okay? Those are the pieces that the stay classics. Season to season. Yes, the classics.
I'm talking about catalog.
Well, you're adding new things to the classics. That
I took them off.
You didn't take them off. I took them off.
And just a note for the audience about the Slap Shop. I guess there's been a problem with the Sleuth Crew logo. Mm. What is it? It's too thin is what we found out. They took orders, but it was too thin. Does anyone, if anyone knows who made the original design of that, I need a thicker version here, bud.
Yeah, we need thicker lines. Because
we need to, we need to replace the logo lines? With thicker lines. Or if anyone can recreate it, I will upload it and buy you a shirt for free. The first person
Dave,
to send me
take
the
one
new
of your,
logo inspired by that.
Yeah, or how about one of your thousands of designers that you have working on all these things that aren't approved? Why don't you Why don't you ask them to
Jeff, can I
edit?
Can we just talk for a second, you and
my
me?
My designers.
You and me?
Yeah,
we're changing
please.
The password, right?
We should.
Like, no, we have to. I'm sorry. Like,
that's
this is
fine.
This is so many strikes. It's 5-6 strikes.
It
Jeff.
Is 5-6 strikes.
All right.
He and he's sitting here in his fucking cranberry outfit looking like a fucking.
I'll start my own.
Fermenting himself.
Yeah.
I'll
you
start
smell
my
like fermenting.
We're changing
dude.
The password
that's
on you,
fine.
Bud, and you're going to have to start submitting them.
All right. Then look back at the numbers in 6 months and tell me you don't regret everything you're saying right now.
Too many options for colors, too. I want to see 3 to 5 options,
like,
not 16.
It's just bullshit marketing scattershot. There's no artistry. We've said it once. We've said it a million times.
I think the
you
artists
have no
are
artistry.
Great.
You just
no,
throw
I
shit
do
at
it.
A wall.
I don't do anything.
You're
the
a pump and dump
like,
kind of guy.
Yeah, you got to learn
pumping,
how to... It,
pump and dump,
David,
Dave.
It's about
you're
curation.
You're making fun of all the Twinnovation Nation
it's
designers
about curation.
Out there.
Yeah.
And they will rise up against you.
I'm not
and,
making fun of them. I would love to have given some notes
and
maybe been involved.
Please.
In the design process.
Designers, please.
What's wrong with that? I have
some
seen nothing wrong with that.
Fan fiction of Jeff and Mike.
Yeah, why do you find that gross,
Michael
Dave? Because we don't find it. We don't find
so
it gross.
So then kiss right now if you don't
I would,
find
and
it.
I
then
have.
Do it.
It'll get in the way of the microphones, yeah, Dave. And we'll save it for the live show, guys. We're doing a live show for our...
Are we going to... Yeah, for our two... We're, okay,
I find
for,
that when we say stuff, then we have to do it.
I was
going to
save it for Catch of the Day. Do you want to save it?
Yeah, we'll save it for Catch of the Day.
All right.
So that's your beef? Pretty weak, Jeff.
Do you have any beefs?
You know, I have a beef with... Beef, just meat in general, it goes bad too quickly in the refrigerator.
Yeah, like I've had that steak in my fridge for 2 days. Is it safe?
You're fine, but
that's
I'm
why
saying
you immediately
like 5 days.
Freeze everything.
Yeah, but then you like take it out to thaw, and then like something comes up. A buddy's in town. They text you. You go out for dinner.
Cooking's well, tough to work around.
If you get that,
who are you going to dinner with? Who
me?
Was in town?
Nobody. I just forgot. Because honestly, I need Dave's fridge, the shallow fridge, the slim fridge.
Slim fridge.
Because it gets lost in the back,
yeah,
the
does.
Depth.
Yeah.
I don't like
I
it.
I don't even put anything in back.
You shouldn't. Although that's where it's colder.
Is it?
Of course.
Huh. Well, then I used to actually have it set up like chess pieces.
How so?
Like diagonally. So some stuff would be in back.
But chess pieces, a board, you have pieces in
like
front
just the
of
rooks,
other.
I guess, if it was all rooks.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. Angular.
Yes.
They should stock shelves like that in the stores.
I've mentioned it to a couple stores.
And?
They're getting back to me.
David, any beefs?
Jeff's actually been annoying me for...
They've been annoying me.
For, Jeff, you had the floor.
I just want to say I've
floor.
Been back. This is our first time seeing each other in maybe 3 weeks, a month. Yeah. And there's some tension for sure. You have the floor, David.
Thank you.
I'd rip
like
him
you
apart.
To remain quiet, Jeffrey, as I speak.
All right.
If you hear me pause, then you can talk. Unfortunately for you, I won't be pausing during this tirade, if you will.
Okay.
Get going.
Every time Jeff comes back from overseas trips, he did this in England too when he was like 20 years old.
17.
He comes back and he becomes very prickish. Like he does it at first.
You are a bit of a prick. I saw you the night you came back from Japan and you were a bit of a prick.
And
maybe I was just jet lagged.
You're a bit of a sour prick.
No.
You were sour.
Can I still have the floor?
Yeah, sorry.
He comes back and he plays this joke like he's really cultured. And it's funny for the first day. It's even funny for the first couple of days. Mm-hmm. But then he keeps going with it because he still thinks it's funny. But then it gets annoying and prickish.
Yeah.
And that's when you get your teeth
popped
in. An
example, please?
Jeffrey... Anna and I wanted to go to IKEA last week, okay?
Let me know
it's
when
all
you,
about the car, I
let
guess.
Me know you want, when you
Jeffrey,
want the real
I have
story,
the floor.
Dave.
I do want the real
I
story
I have
after.
The floor.
Say it.
Otto and I wanted to go to IKEA to get some fake turf for our patio.
Yeah.
Okay? And some fake ferns because it's winter and whatnot.
But you want the green.
Yeah, we want the green. We need the green, okay? And Jeff had to pick up something for that, you know, U-Haul job he has shipping shit back and forth from dock to dock. I don't know what it is. He's a Navy boy, I guess.
He's a man of the sea.
A man of the sea. That's why he always smells like fish.
His hands are calloused.
That's why we used to call him fish in high school. Ain't that right? Get him, Mike.
Just go down with it, dude. You're taking forever.
Is this a pause? Because let me interject.
That's a pause. That was an official pause. The floor is a Jeffrey.
I had to go to IKEA.
Upon pause, the floor will be exchanged. That is a new rule of this beef.
I like that. I had to go to IKEA initially because I was doing a job. So I have to go for work. Dave said, oh, you're going to IKEA. We're going to come too. Continue,
well, because
maybe we call this a filibeefer, so like as long as you can talk, and then if there's a pause, that's a
like
change
that.
Of possession.
That's nice.
It's a change of possession. David, you currently have the floor.
All right. The whole initial introduction from Jeffrey to the Dave and Anna apartment is just a great microcosm of his entire behavior. Didn't want to come upstairs. Wanted us to meet him in the garage.
I want to get going.
It's rude.
It's
And I did come up.
After
you guys dilly dally.
How did it go? How did it go? Was it Jeff saying, hey, I'm here, and Dave, you invited him up, and Jeff said no?
No, Jeff does this thing where he doesn't tell you when he's coming. He just shows up and he
tell
says,
you that.
Let's go.
That's actually true.
It's rude.
You're not that
rude.
Good with times.
And he just got ruder throughout the car ride. He was silent as I was cracking super funny jokes and talking about super cool shit. And then he immediately, when we got there, had to like, oh, I have to go pick up my stuff because it's like waiting for him. Yep. And so Ann and I obviously go to get our stuff. Then we meet up with Jeff as we're like in line because you want to check out early because those lines get really long, really fast. And Jeff's like, oh, I think I might have to like take a truck home because the stuff might not fit. I was like, all right, cool. He's being a dick anyway. Let's get out of here. And as we're like closing the elevator door, he's like, wait, let me try to put the wood in the car. And it's like, all right, whatever. Meanwhile, Jeff's being a prick to Anna for some reason because who knows.
How so?
He's being snappy, quiet, you know the type of Jeff. Where
snappy
you can,
or quiet?
I don't really
which
get
one?
That Jeff very often.
Snappy
but
and
you've
quiet?
Seen that. Yeah, he's like, he bites back a lot. And at one point when we're in the car, Anna turned around and asked Jeff, Jeff, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? And Jeff's like, yeah, I'm fine. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's probably how that one was.
That's too aggressive. Jeffrey. That's a little snappy, Jeffrey.
Well, I think those roles would be reversed if we actually saw footage.
Let's so
And
how
Jeffrey,
you
your
say?
Side of the story.
Huh. So I get my stuff and I find them because Dave's not picking up his phone. And I say, I'm going to start waiting in line.
You should be picking up your phone.
I'm in line first.
You should be picking up
your
phone.
You're not in line first.
We had already seen each other.
No, Dave,
we
hold on. I have the floor.
We were with
David,
each other.
Michael?
He has the floor.
So I end up finding Dave. I do the map in reverse, you know, because there's arrows. So I like backtrack.
So did I.
To find them.
So
no,
did I.
Dave.
Yes,
I have the floor. You are
he
not
has
allowed
the floor,
to
Dave.
Speed
David.
Right
David.
Now. And I find them in the lamp section. They're looking for a lamp. Are you not looking for a lamp?
Yes, of course.
So you're looking for me and a lamp?
Ooh.
No, I'm not looking for you. I'm getting stuff at IKEA.
Right.
I'm
so
shopping.
I found you and you didn't find me, correct?
You found me like 10 minutes after we got there.
That's not what Dave was saying, that you were like being weird about getting in the car home, like the truck in
well,
the car.
Well, we're not there yet.
And I explained the truck in the car.
Jeff. Well, hold on. Snappy. Because I'm like, I'm going to go wait in line. And Dave's like, we're going to go eat food. And I was like,
well,
okay.
Well, he waits in line for you?
No, I was waiting in line and Anna was getting us food.
Is that true?
No.
What are you talking about?
It's not true, David.
I wasn't waiting in line?
You meant the cafeteria.
Huh?
There's a bigger cafeteria on the second floor, David.
That's not what... We were trying to do the little thing at the checkout.
So there are three spots ahead of me in checkout and I say... Maybe I can try and fit the stuff in so I don't need to get a cab.
Like, you haven't told me at this point.
Yes. What do you mean? That's the point where I tell you.
When you come
line,
up to me
in the
line?
Register. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reasonable. No.
Okay. Yeah.
And then so they get food for themselves.
We didn't get food, actually.
No.
No, it was closed. Wow, there's a lot of errors in your
What's going on here? Then Megan and they did or didn't get food, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. I was behind them in line.
So it turns out they didn't get food.
You don't know a lot of stuff in this story.
And
which
so
I find
they get
very
they take the elevator down. Don't wait for me by
because
the elevator.
Because he's coming in with a thing of wood. And
they're huge elevators, Michael. They're huge elevators.
There's other people in the elevator.
There were no other people
so
in the
elevator. So you want us to
there
wait?
There were other people or there weren't other people
there were
in the elevator?
No other people in the elevator. There were no other people.
I was getting the car
what actually fucking happened here?
There were no other people, but he was way back in line. I wanted to be in the car instead of waiting for him for 10 minutes to check out.
And then he doesn't help me put the
rude.
Stuff in
wait
the car. Then he doesn't help me put the stuff in the car.
I want to get in the car so I can unload the
but you
stuff.
You can't go to the car without him anyway.
I have the keys.
Yeah, but you're not leaving without him, so what's the rush?
He's acting like he's leaving without me, what he's doing. And then Anna turns around to ask me.
I'm playing a little trick on him.
You're being a little prick. We're going to fucking leave and take the fucking cab.
No, I see what's going on here.
It's
a trick, not a prick.
Well, then where are you going? What's the rush? Because if you're all going
I'm
the same place.
Because I want to get the radio ready. I want to heat my seat.
You
it's a cold day.
You want to get the radio ready?
Yeah, you got to warm up the radio, don't you?
Yeah, I want to get everything ready.
You want to get the radio ready. And what does that entail?
Ready.
How do you get the radio ready? I'm interested. How do you get the radio ready?
I make sure that Jeff hasn't been fiddling with my stations like he likes to fiddle.
What actually happened here, bud? I want to know the truth of what actually happened.
The truth is, Jeff.
Dave's talking shit to Anna about me. I get in the car and
And that's true, too, because a lot of the times when Anna would get mad at me, we find out that Dave's stoking the fires privately in the background.
Yeah, he's probably saying that I'm talking shit when I just am going to, you know,
I was talking shit when I wasn't.
Yeah,
sometimes you guys put yourself in bad places and, you know, you get moped out.
And then Dave drives the wrong way, and then gets all...
Because I don't have a navigator. Jeff's not even navigating.
Because I'm sitting in the back seat. I'm not a navigator.
Wait, so then you didn't need a cab. You're able to fit everything.
I did fit everything.
So he should have never said he was like, I'm
taking
a van.
Isn't that nice? Well, I guess it depends on the tone. Was he like, I don't think I can like fit this?
Isn't that nicer for me not to make them get a cab?
Are you talking? Why would we get a
cab? Because... I'm taking the car to run a work errand, and I drove,
but the garage is at my place, so
the car lives at my place. The core of the issue here is that, Dave, you said it's not your car, but then you want to act like it is your car.
Thank you, Michael.
And Jeff, want to act like it's not Dave's car, but there's points where you want Dave to treat it like it is his car. So y'all both have to fucking figure out that it's both of your car and everyone chill out. You want it to be Dave's car when he has to change the oil, but you don't want it to be Dave's car when you have to run an errand.
That is true,
and Dave
Jeff.
doesn't want it to be his car when he has to pay full price for a garage, but he wants it to be his car when he has to go to IKEA. So why don't you guys just fucking realize it's both of your fucking cars and just grow up already. You're 39 years old.
I would like to focus more on Jeff being a prick. That's the end of the beef.
I'm calling it. It's both of your cars. Just fucking shake it out and chill out. Both of you guys are so tense. You're coiled up. You're rattlesnakes.
I think Dave's a monster.
Yeah.
I think he's a bad guy. I think you're a bad guy, Dave. And Mom agrees.
Fuck Mom.
That's an okay, buddy.
Huh?
We're moving on. Okay, guys. Beautiful
Trump
beef
voter.
Of the week. For those of you possibly still with us after this slow and steady IKEA story that was, quite frankly, boys, a little anticlimactic. And a little petty, if I'm saying
so. Well, we didn't get to the point where Dave was mad at himself for driving the wrong way.
Oh, wait, how did he drive the wrong way?
Out of the parking lot, and then he zips around, and he's so angry that he like speeds over a speed bump and probably fucks up the bumper.
Wait, what?
In addition to the dent on the right side of the driver.
Why do I put a dent in your forehead, or your eight head, as I should call it?
Why did you speed over a speed bump?
Because he was angry. Because Jeff was
fucking pissing me off, and I should have broke
his
face.
And you wanted to hurt him. And so you
did his head back, and he broke his head like a psycho. You'd like to think you saw the speed bump. That's some psycho
shit,
dude. I am a psycho. Who's coming at me?
The police once you get into another accident that way.
All right.
I was trying to teach my brother a lesson by going fast over a speed bump. Yes. Yeah, and so that's why you ran over the kid at the crosswalk.
Dave's destroyed, I think, 5 or 6 vehicles in his lifetime.
He drives angry.
Too.
He can't handle his fucking emotions.
He drives angry, and he actually destroyed a car for not putting oil in it before. He just destroys cars.
That's not true.
Five cars he's destroyed.
Fuck you.
Five
and
cars?
And I think the 6th one he jumped out of.
Oh, very good, you snot-faced Chip. You'll always be Chip, even if you fix the tooth.
This is how I know I win.
All right, well, boys, good old-fashioned beef, but let's get to the heart of the episode. Now each
You're
week,
fucking dead, dude.
The three of us.
After this episode, I'm fucking slamming your head into that fucking brick wall. You know, I made someone go deaf in college. Brand, can you hear this? You can't hear it in both ears, I can guarantee that, you piece of shit.
I don't know if you should be admitting to crimes on microphone, bud.
It's not a crime to break someone's eardrum.
You have your father's anger.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate. All right, well, each week, the three of us, me, David, and Jeffrey, will take turns pitching our scheme of the week. This is our million-dollar idea. This could be a physical app, a product, a new way of thinking, a changing of the culture. Any way you're making money, we're here to talk about it. And as always, to lead us off, it's our resident guru, a man who doesn't just think outside the box. Quite frankly, he is the box, the most smelly, with the most belly, Big Papa Plump, baby Davey Rosenberg.
Howdy, folks. How we all doing out there?
I mean, okay, it seems like a weird vibe in here, you
Can
know?
Can we put on a light? It's
no.
It's so dark in here.
No.
The dog's sleeping.
Dog is so quiet.
Yeah, he's really, really sleepy, right? He's a sleepy guy.
Ooh, I love that. Folks, allow me to pose the question.
Please do.
What's the worst part about shopping?
Well, it's like, hey, I have to try these on?
No. I guess having to, like, wait for your brother and his fiance to, like, get in the car.
Jeff, let it go. Goddamn.
You are rude. And you know what? Anna told me that her whole family hates you.
Really?
They met you, and they said they hate you.
Okay.
Everybody in the family got together and said, we hate Dave's brother, Jeff.
They said he was very prickish when
they
met him.
Well, her mother listens to the podcast, correct?
Yes, she does.
So I guess she'll let us know if it's...
Next time they meet.
Have her email us and we'll get the full report.
Yeah, I will.
Ideas@twinnovation.biz.
Why don't I give out your personal email?
Sure.
Don't, David. Just tell us your scheme of the week, you fucking psychos.
What's wrong with you, Dave?
You started it. I'm in the middle of my pitch.
You know, before you pitch, Jeffrey, I'd like you to lead us through a calming breathing exercise.
Well, I do an ASMR thing
I
now.
Want the th- and
What's your ASMR thing
I want
about?
The three of us
it's
to chill.
Bit where I just speak very quietly, and it's soothing. It doesn't sound very...
Lead
you,
us
don't, you don't have the base
Jeffrey,
of,
a calming breathing exercise.
Guys, we're
going to
count down from 5, 4, 3... 2, and I won.
Dave, you didn't breathe the whole time, man.
He's always been a shallow breather, as well as, I believe, a mouth breather as well.
Yeah, he's trying to, now I think he's trying to fake like he slept. So we... no, David, are you all right? Is everyone chill? Are you ready for your pitch?
And I think my idea will not only be the best idea of this episode, but the best idea of 2019, folks.
Wow.
Mike, you nailed it. The worst part about shopping is going and trying on stuff.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
What if I could fix that for you? Introducing my
new
company.
AR. Don't say AR close.
Introducing my new company, Doppelhanger.
Okay.
We provide you with models that fit your body, your height, and just your weight distribution. And we're hiring these people to go shopping for you.
Oh.
Try on the clothes.
Send you
pics, essentially.
Oh, okay.
How? Okay, I think, I think the name's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very good, Dave.
I want to know, how close are the measurements? Because,
we
you
do
know,
within
like,
2 pounds
gut sizes
and half an inch.
But, like, weight, so like,
we
but
do,
how is the weight distributed, you know?
We,
are you
there's
measuring
belly
guts?
Weight, there's hip weight, there's thigh weight. We break it out into all the different
now,
forms.
Are they wearing some sort of bodysuit to perfectly match? Because you're not going to find someone with the exact same, thigh thickness.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, we do.
Maybe they find...
We know.
You find those people?
Mm-hmm.
You find people, multiple people
yes.
of the same body type.
The exact same body type. Because
willing
the way a gene wears on
thigh
your hip.
Length,
how many different
width.
Types of bodies do you think there are?
Endless.
Yes.
Everyone's
infinite.
A snowflake.
Infinity?
Yeah.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Well, I think of people who are going to go shopping for other people.
I think Jeffrey's on to something, though.
Much
because
less.
If you, like, say you have someone get scanned and then you make, like, a bodysuit of them,
right.
Which sounds weird, but for this, and then all you really have to do is find someone who's the same height. And then you could slip the, and it makes you finding like models easier. Mm-hmm. And they slip the suit on, and then you're like, this is how it fits on you.
So they're just the same height.
But I think
I also think it's tough because I gotta feel the shirt, even if it looks good. Like, what if
you can always return clothes? They return clothes for you.
Well, now it's another hassle.
That's what the idea is. I think it's a great idea, and I don't need you guys to be investors. I'm just pitching you the idea.
Yeah, that's a really bad
pitch.
Well,
it's an investing
pitch. Investors.
Huh?
Yeah,
I think
there's literally no one else to pitch it to.
No, but we have interests already.
And so, which are we not taking the suit thing? And it's just the,
I just
the
want
bodies?
You to know, no, we're not doing the suit thing. We don't need someone that weighs 180 pounds and is 6'4" like you are to wear a bodysuit to make him 100. It doesn't make sense. Clothes don't need to like.
Well, clothes drape a certain way, do they not?
Yeah, but usually if someone's the same height and body weight, they're the same bone structure.
That's not true.
I think it is.
No,
it
it's
might
not.
Be close.
I think it is.
If you have height and weight, I guess you can
and
figure it
like
out.
Then you're like athletic,
there.
Chubby, or skinny. You know,
right.
And you dial it down.
Right.
It's like creating a sim.
Right.
I got it.
So why don't we have. Okay. So
I do like your confidence.
Well, so, okay, here's
it's
a question.
It's infectious to say the least.
Why?
That's
so
why
we have
investors.
We send someone to the store to do that, or maybe. Or does Urban Outfitters already have all these body types?
Yeah, so we actually broke it down and we found that 80% of people have 20 different combinations of bodies. So we're really only looking for 20 types of people to work at every store. And I'm happy you brought that up, Jeff. Yeah, you can find your one-off person, but it's a lot easier to go to your Urban Outfitters, your American Eagles, if that's a store.
I think it is. I think they actually do pretty well.
Any store that sells retail, Walmart will have, Target will have, Marshall's, TJ Maxx will have 20 employees all of different size, shapes, colors, and that's how we get jobs for different types of people, different
body weights. So you're not hiring someone, they already work at the spot.
I'm licensing the program, and what we do is we hire people, so we'll have a one guy, we call him body number 8, all right, thick in the thighs, tight in the waist, he's got chubby shoulders and thin wrists, all right, similar to me almost.
Yeah.
Sounds a little like me.
We can circulate him from Target to Marshall's.
Well,
to 8 Kohl's.
Sounds like both Mike and Dave. I don't know if they're wearing the same pants.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then you're going to want a number 13, which is our Tony model.
Our Tony model?
Yeah. And Tony is actually now available
at
JCPenney's,
what are you?
Macy's, and Oshkosh B'gosh coming this spring.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
All right. Tell me, did we get a price point out of this?
So the licensing deals with these different outfitters are going to be based on how well we sell in the first quarter, and their early estimates look pretty promising.
So can I be my 13 at Gap, but at Banana Republic, I'm a 12? You know, like shoe sizes are different everywhere.
We can't make promises because we don't make the sizes the companies do.
Right, of course.
Well, maybe they don't actually. We make the sizes. No, they do. Well, no, they do. We're not making clothes. Speaking of clothes, I've actually started a new shoe clothing line with Micah Hurwitz. Check out Goliath Shoes.
.com.
What does that mean?
It's a Facebook page, right? Also,
Goliath Shoes.
They're sneakers. Something like shoes or sneakers. I think it's sneakers. So check out our new store, Goliath Sneakers, in stores now. We have 10 different flavors.
Oh, damn.
A different candy for every Sour Patch Kid out there.
Wait, what do you mean?
Micah and I started a shoe store, and I'll show you guys some shoes that we created later in the week.
And is it just like
you're branching out?
Yeah, because I foresaw that you guys were going to kick me out of the flop shop.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm bringing on the younger Hurwitz brother to start my own competing.
He's an industrious young man.
We'll Micah or me?
Well, why don't we hire Micah out from underneath Dave?
You can try, but he's actually pretty loyal to me after the stuff I told him about Jeff.
What do you mean?
I told him stuff about you that he didn't know to ruin your friendship with him.
That's fucked up.
You're a real nasty guy, you know that?
You know Littlefinger from Game of Thrones? They call me fucking Big Finger.
Here's Big Finger. For you, Dave. We haven't talked about Dave's necklace at all, by the way.
What about it?
It's dumb.
Do you see it?
Yeah, what is it? Where did you get that?
What is it?
It's the Star of David.
And who's what's my name? David. Say my name.
Yeah, it's like, when did you start
say my
star?
Name?
I think the chain is just too tight.
Yeah, well, it's for Anna, but she didn't like it.
Right.
She got that skinny neck.
All right, well, is there anything else
yo,
you want
follow that skinny neck account, by the way.
Is there anything else, Dave, you want us to know before we vote on this idea?
I think Doppelhanger hangs for itself.
All right. Jeffrey for Doppelhanger, are you in as a customer investor or both?
So I think Dave's, number one, love the name.
I mean, the name is top notch. You've got to give it up on the name.
I think you're going to run into some issues. You have how many different body types? You have 20 different body types.
And 23, actually.
They're
just
all
added,
also retail workers at the specific
the
store. I don't love that. I think they're at the corporate. You're saying there's 20 different people at each store.
Well, the stores that we have deals with, Jeff, we also have our own employees, and we have about 80, 20 in the Southwest, Northwest, Midwest, Southeast, and Northeast. There's a fifth one I forgot about. And we're actually moving to markets in the Pacific Asian coast now that there's around 2 billion teenagers in Asia that are about to get their income for the first time. So there's going to be a lot of disposable income.
Clamor. And the first thing they want to do is hire somebody else to try on clothes for them.
Or they're going to buy some sneakers at Goliath
it's
Sneakers.
It's a prestige thing.
Either way, we cater to all markets.
What is that website? GoliathSneakers.com? Is it
no, up? No, it's a Facebook.com, and then you have to search Goliath
You're the,
Sneakers.
The guy that does weird stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, for sure. I have 400 pages right
Goliath
now
Sneakers,
with a
nine
combined
likes.
Total of 500,000 fans right now.
What
and,
is this?
And I'll have a Shopify
is there
account
Is this
attached.
You, or is there already a Nike? Or is there already a Goliath Sneakers?
Is that? Well, let me see that.
That's already Goliath.
Maybe
Goliath
it's mine.
Sneakers.
Can I see it?
You don't remember things.
I
you do.
I buy pages from people.
Yeah.
If
are
you're
you sleeping all right?
If you're still, if you're selling okay? any Discord pages, I'm looking to buy them. Build them a network.
That's all right. Well, Dave, for as far as
oh,
I'm concerned,
I started a Bernie Sanders page. By the
great,
way,
great, very cool. As far as I'm concerned, a great name, but I'm out as a customer and an investor.
Really?
Yeah. I think the name's great, but it just didn't really click for me, and I feel like maybe, you know, he had a great name, and he didn't really think the idea all the way through.
No, I did.
All right. Well, next up in the... Well, let's give it up for Davey, at least. Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Hey, welcome back, Cranberry.
All right. You can go to bed now, Dave.
All right. Go play with your Sims.
Huh? Probably the will big have boys to go to bed talk. After your pitch.
All right. Well, next up in the pig pen is more enigmatic of the two twins. He's got a slender frame, strong jaw, steely blue eyes, a black heart. Just made Dave flinch, which was awesome.
I drank too much coffee.
It's El Jefe, Jeffrey Rosenberg.
Choo-choo! Guys, but, allow me, if you will, to pose a question.
Please do.
Say you're taking a road trip, right? Mm. Dave, you've done this recently. Michael, you used to
Did
do
you
it.
Did you drive out
more...
to the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
No train.
Yep.
Okay.
So when you're driving, what do you do if you're really trying to get to your destination? What slows that process down?
Traffic.
Gas. Traffic. Gas, Dave. Yes, yes.
Okay. Bathroom breaks.
Well, it's the gas. It is the gas. Uh-huh. Okay, and what you have to pull off the road, sometimes you kind of get fucked, and you got one of those real loopy-loop ones, and you have to go on another like, you know,
miles.
A US 22, and it's down 3 miles because you're not using your map.
I only get gas at gas stations I see off the highway.
Off the highway, right. But at that point, sometimes... You know, that's a split-second decision. You got to cross three lanes.
Shit.
Right.
It's 26 miles until the next one.
What if I were to tell you there was an easier way to do this? Guys, introducing Pump2Go. And what Pump2Go does is similarly to the planes refueling in the air. We have a vehicle on the highway, and we extend the tube between the tanks, and we're refilling you up on the go. Guys, Pump2Go, are you in as a customer, investor, or both?
That's amazing.
That's and a you very could, cool visual.
You could upcharge the shit out of them, too.
Sure
My
did,
only
sure.
question is it dangerous probably, to be traveling at a high speed while there's gasoline being exchanged
I think this
two
is
vehicles.
Perfect for like the New Mexico area where there's not gas stations for like 60 miles.
I think the question still remains, though.
Because of a potential fender bender. Oh, explosions. No, because...
You're refilling, you're putting gas in. A deer runs across the highway. The driver in the car on the right slams on the brakes, but your guy didn't see it at first.
Right.
The line's ruptured. There's ruptured cars line. Flipping. There's an explosion. I guess this is off the top of my head.
Yeah. Okay. That could happen, yes. Huh,
okay. What's your liability like? What's your insurance like from an investor's point of view?
So we insure the vehicle during the time of the pump exchange for up to $50,000 during the pump exchange, which actually only takes, we have it down to 75 seconds for a full tank.
Wow. All right. So this is hyper. This is a very fast.
Yeah, much like how you can get the supercharger for your phones. Yeah. This is really pumping that baby
down.
David,
you had a question?
Is the pipe loose or is it straight and hard?
No, it's a rubber tube, it allows some flexibility there.
So it's like some
robotic, we don't need to maintain
AI tech that comes in.
Not even, Dave. It's for the initial placement.
It's like the trash that picks up the trash. Right?
Sure, or it's even in space movies when they're docking. You know,
Would have to lock in the car to do it.
Here's something I want to throw out there, which is something we don't talk about, and I think it's a positive for the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of ready for the future, mm-hmm. or future-proof, if you will. If we start going driverless cars where we can really control how fast each car is going, maybe you could even link up, like you give...
I always think about linking up.
If this is a self-driving car, I would have self-driving cars for this, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Because maybe they can like link up to the other cars or match the other car's speed. If you can take a human element out of at least one of the cars
here... I love the matching
of
the speed. Yes, the matching of the
speed. And then if there are self-driving cars...
When you break one, the other one breaks as well.
Yeah, and maybe it's just
like... They're
like
Legos.
Yeah, they're drift compatible.
Tetris, if you will.
But like if we all have smart cars that are self-driving, and then this is self-driving, mm-hmm. it'd be so easy to refill. You'd never have to stop. And then I think you license this out to like gas stations.
I like that. I like
that. I feel like
eventually you start going energy. You start sending energy for the electric cars. Like,
what do you mean? We're transferring
charge,
battery
fast
power.
Charge. I think you should also look into electric and being able to fill people up.
Right.
Because isn't ideally we're getting off gasoline?
You want hyper rails that are...
But we still want...
Okay, Sarah's home, huh?
He does not like us getting off gasoline.
Very Jack has a lot of money tied into fossil fuels at the moment. Go get her.
Well, here's the thing about gasoline. You still want a little bit of gasoline because a car like Tesla, it looks good, it feels good. It doesn't drive great.
Yes, it does, dude.
You haven't been in one, Dave. You haven't, Dave.
Honest, Dad has one.
Yeah, but so I've heard from my inside people, Dave, that you need that fuel injection, you know? So you want that 10% fuel.
Have you driven a Tesla?
Yes, I have.
When?
19...
What are you talking about, dude? Mike,
have
you been in one?
I've never even been
in one.
Dude,
the door handles are flush with the car.
We're not talking
starters.
About the aesthetics. We're talking about the drivability.
They drive faster than a Porsche.
It's not all about speed, Dave. It's about
feeling.
Precision.
You're
it's
crazy,
about
dude.
It's about turning radius.
I personally
torque.
Don't want my cars to be digital. I'm anti-digital. I'm
right.
Like good old-fashioned muscle.
Yeah, you
want to
feel the oil slick
is
on your
like
fingers.
Is there like a liquid
you
that a scientist can make in a lab
car.
That like replaces oil? Like, is oil the? Isn't there a cool new thing they can
do it with synthetic oil? They have synthetic oil.
Or like gasoline. Like, why is it? Why can't we make it off water? You know,
water don't burn.
Well, you know what? Those Tesla cars actually
steam
have,
cars. That's what I want.
Those Tesla cars have the fake engine sound, which
that's
is
so corny.
Yeah, and so does the Porsche, which is whack.
Yeah, the Porsche.
They like funnel like the engine sound through the audio. To make
Eat
it sound,
shit.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Dork-ass
it's lame.
Shit.
It's dorky, these are the types of cars that Dave is into.
No.
Dork cars.
It can also do a dance if you type in the right code. I heard. At least that's what he said on Rogan's podcast.
All right, Jeffrey, what are we talking? Say it's a gasoline car.
Mm-hmm.
Same price as a gas station.
Yeah, well, market value. Market value.
Well, then, are you charging a service fee?
We're not because it's a.
How do you fund this endeavor?
Well, because it's a volume thing, Michael.
Maybe the gas
we're going to have we put the because we have so many vehicles taking our
talking.
Gas. It's an issue of we can because we're also sliding snacks over too.
Oh,
and that's where
that's okay.
That's where you get the extra
you have
money.
A second ramp.
Yeah,
that's a
second
lock.
Ramp, snack ramp.
I love that.
It
can
would
you
help
do slushies on the snack ramp.
Slushies in the snack ramp.
It's just fountain of loose Coca-Cola just pouring into the car.
Conveyor belt of Chex Mix. Loose Chex Mix.
Different cereals that you can
and
choose
it's shooting
from.
Out as fast as the gasoline. You better fucking believe it. Duck!
Wrong tube! Bunch of hot dogs sliding down.
Car fills up with gas.
No.
Oh, we mixed up the sides. Sorry about that. You got hot dogs in your gas tank.
Nacho cheese is just filling up the backseat.
No! All right, Jeffrey. There's no service fee, so this is the same price as...
Well, but I can understand that, though, because you would potentially have competing gas stations trying to push their gas on other people on the actual highway.
That's true.
Yeah, the same price. I mean, the gas stations, they have to pay for the gas station, you know?
Yeah, but they're now paying for gas to sell gas.
All right. Well, are we ready to vote on it?
More employees.
How are we feeling, boys? We ready to vote on it?
Yeah,
I think he went too hot.
Customer, investor, or both, David? What was the name?
Pump to go.
Pump to go.
I like 80% of the idea.
The 20% you don't like?
20% I don't like. And I don't know if that was just...
That was a question of what is it?
Like, not upcharging it at all. I think you have to upcharge it.
It's gasoline, though. It's a fluctuating
fee,
price, Dave.
It's a convenience.
Yeah, but it's a convenience. I agree.
All right,
with
so
Dave.
It's a 5% more.
Be like 20% more. People don't like stopping.
But people are cheap with gas. They'll get off the highway to save a couple bucks.
Not if they can't, which was your original pitch for the problem.
But they
in places like Nevada and New Mexico, you should be charged at double. Because people are,
I would say, do a $25. I like a $25 service fee.
You know, in reality, you're just being a chintzy fuck, is what I think, and
okay.
You know it.
I am chintzy.
Yeah, chintzy. Okay. Chintzy motherfucker.
All right. Well, David, customer, investor, or both.
We'll do the premium.
I'm in as neither. I won't work with the chintz. What?
Michael, thoughts?
Okay.
Right. Job.
As far as I'm concerned, customer, investor, or both.
You're with me all
the
way.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. I think Dave's off his fucking rocker. I think Dave's losing it. He's feeling backed into a corner, and he's losing it.
Well, I think it's a fantastic idea. It's fun for the whole family.
I'm in as
experience.
A customer and an investor.
And you know what? What we also do is on the side of the truck is we sell ads because you have to look at the side of the truck while we're next to you.
Okay.
Or maybe we're playing the big game.
They slide a big screen TV into the passenger window.
You can rent an iPad for 10 minutes.
Everyone's staring at the screen, driver included.
The HDMI cord stretching between the two, two
what
cars.
What about that, though? Like a real thin truck,
kids,
right?
Kids, catch, there's a TV coming!
You know those like really thin trucks that they have with like the billboards?
Yeah, that's a TV. That's not bad.
No, no, it's like a charging, it's like a Wi-Fi mobile station that cars can like hook into.
There
and then
be
you have
mobile.
Transformers.
It actually wouldn't be a bad idea to be like, yo, if you pay us $10 a month, we have
your
mobile
car becomes
Wi-Fi,
the phone.
Huge mobile Wi-Fi spots that go on the highway.
And there's
and
a little
driving,
lobby.
We're with you.
And there's communal area.
That's not
middle,
bad.
A little bar.
Mobile Wi-Fi.
Well, let's give it up for Jeffrey, huh?
Yeah, appreciate it.
I love it.
What is it? Come to go? Pump to go?
Pump to go. Got pump it. To go. Dave, get a t-shirt made.
I'm
of that.
Shocked
maybe we'll
you
sell.
Didn't work fucking into that pitch somehow.
Well, I'm beyond that type of humor these right. days. I will leave that to Dave with his sensibilities. Guys, you know what time it is. It's time for the mutter who's utter. We're all taking suckle from Mama Bear, Mike Carnell. What do you have in store for us today?
Boys, what's one of the more underrated parts of the of a meal?
Underrated parts. I would say I don't have dessert enough.
An accessory to the food. Think of it like that.
Salt.
Close, David.
Close. Salt. Ketchup.
Pepper.
You're in there,
sauce?
David. Sauce.
Not enough
sauce
sauces.
Is the best. There's not enough sauces.
Because you could have a chicken a million different ways if you have a sauce, right?
Exactly.
A mole sauce.
And guys, when you guys are eating and you have a meal with a sauce, it could be a mole sauce, any kind of sauce. Stop playing with the dog toy, Jeff.
Oh, I didn't realize it had beads inside.
It's
that's
treats.
Fun.
It's a puzzle.
Not
hair it's treats.
No, the headphones
guys,
are.
Guys, whenever you're eating with the sauce, do you ever scoop it up with your fork? If you've run out of chicken in your mole,
of
you
course.
Scooping that mole
I
up?
Drink it.
Mm-hmm.
You souping it up?
Yeah, I soup it up.
Well, that's why I'd like to invite you to my newest foray as a as the official restaurateur
sauce
of
soup?
The podcast. It's called Condi's.
Condi's.
Okay, C-O-N-D-I apostrophe S.
Yes,
Condi's. Okay, Condi's, short for condiments, otherwise known as sauces. Come on down to Condi's and we only serve sauce with one dipping apparatus to serve. Now, this changes on the day.
So this is like a pretzel bread that you would dip?
It changes every day. Yeah. Tuesdays is Tender Tuesdays. We've got tenders, and you can come down. But we have over 100 different sauces at any given time.
You pay $3
for... If you want to eat a bowl of ketchup, eat a fucking bowl of ketchup.
People
do
that.
You want to eat a bowl of ranch, eat a bowl of ranch.
So you sell bottles for people to take home?
No, we don't sell take home. We sell take home cups. We sell take home cups, like a soup even. Yeah. You know that because I want to be basically a fast food
restaurant. It's specifically dipping sauce.
It's just all sauces. This is marinara sauce. This is a linguine and clam sauce. This is an Alfredo sauce. This is also ketchup.
So
mayonnaise,
say the three
mustard,
of us
barbecue sauce, sweet and sour sauce. Jeff, think of it. Pesto.
Right, right. So we
tahini.
All sit down at a table. Uh-huh. What's our order look like?
Well, you know, again, we're mainly like a sort of drive-through fast food option.
Right.
But if you come and sit down.
Burgers?
Like I said, on Tuesdays, it's Tender Tuesdays.
Right. Chicken tenders.
Yes.
Right.
Wednesday's Wing Wednesday. Mm. Thursday's Tenders Thursday.
What do I have to Tender
people
Tuesday?
Really, they're both, they can coexist. A lot of people fought me on that. Friday, Tenders Friday. No, Friday's focaccia.
Your pitch is Burger King.
Focaccia Fridays, okay?
Nice. Scallop
focaccia
Saturdays?
Fridays. Scallop.
Scallop Saturdays.
I think we're doing. I basically got through Friday, and I could use a Saturday or Sunday.
Cocktail
Mondays,
sauces?
We take off. Monday's a day for us. Saturday, Sunday could be shrimp Sunday. Shrimp could be fun.
And do you
and
have
shrimp,
a
so I go on a Tuesday? Cocktail. I want shrimp so bad.
Don't got it. Got tenders.
But I can buy the sauce and make some shrimp at home.
Yeah, and also like you can.
You can't buy the sauce.
A little
you
sauce.
You can get sauce to go.
Sauce to go.
Like a soup cup.
How
I
much
said.
Is
like
a little?
Soup bowl.
How much?
$1.25. For a cup of sauce.
Now, are you making your own ketchup? Are you making your own mayonnaise?
No, we're licensing out because the last thing, like, people like mayonnaise the way they like mayonnaise. And
so it's a private label is what we like to call that in the industry.
What is that, Dave?
It's called private labeling.
Yeah.
So we got your Heinz. We got all your classics, but we're also doing like sweet and sour. We make our own sweet and sour. Mm-hmm. Name some dips that you'd like to see.
Like ranch habanero.
Yeah, we've got that.
That's good. I like. What about like a jalapeno cheddar?
Like kind of a saucy sauce?
Yeah, saucy
that's
sauce.
A little bit thicker.
Yeah.
That's great. We also do like a kind of throwback sometimes where we'll be like, hey, we've got the nacho cheese from the movie theater. Yeah. Hey, we've got the butter from the movie theater.
Yeah. And how many sauces are you talking? 100 or 200?
At least 150 at every location.
You know how to make
how many types of mustard? I'm curious.
Well, mustard's its own subgenre, and I think you're looking at 6 to 7.
Okay.
Wow, that's nice.
Obviously, your honeys, your Dijons.
Yeah, you got your big grain, you know, with the balls in there. Mm-hmm. You got your classic
French.
Yellow. You got to have your classic
French-y.
Yellow. You've got Dijon. Was that Dijon?
Is French just a brand for
yellow
French mustard?
Yeah, French is a brand.
It's a yellow mustard, what you have.
And then my favorite sauces tend to be
a bolognese. We even do a bolognese.
Well, I'm doing
focaccia Friday.
I could get wings and mustard with the sauce already on, or I have to dip it into the
it's
mustard.
All dips. It's all dipping dips. Thing.
You know, I'd like to pitch a couple combinations. Please. Chicken wing and a vodka sauce is something that I'd be interested in.
We definitely have a vodka. What we have is also like our, we have like kind of go by genre or, you know, like where the food
regionally,
originates.
Yeah, geographic.
Regional. So we have like a Japanese section and you've got like,
talk to me about your southern barbecue menu.
Well, we've got Memphis barbecue, Chinese. We got St. Louis barbecue, and we got down old-fashioned barbecue.
Right. You know how the cooks at my bar, he's
British,
telling
we've
me
got
how
malt
he
vinegar.
Made barbecue sauce. You know how to make barbecue sauce?
It's pretty
sauce?
Easy.
It's ketchup and then
like
Coca-Cola.
Sugar, right? Well, you don't have to do it with the Coca-Cola.
All sugar is the same thing.
Your friend's a fucking redneck.
He is a redneck.
Yeah, that's why it's all it's
is
just
this
two ingredients.
Nah, he's a cook.
Oh, I see. Dude, you know what's awesome is that Instant Pot.
Well, I mean, it's sort of, I think people are liking sauces, you know, and I think the big thing for me is, are you guys into like, I mean, I get the idea that it's gross to eat mayonnaise with a spoon, but would you be into like meat sauces and sort of thicker Italian
sauce?
Right,
yeah. Sure. Or even aioli.
An aioli. And also like, hey, if you went and got went to Five Guys and you're like, damn, there's a fucking Condi's right next to Five Guys, because we're also going to be strategically placing our restaurants, which are a smaller footprint because we don't have to make as many items, next to and conveniently located next to places where you would potentially buy food and then think of us after you've already bought that food.
Sure.
Is this also an online retailer, though, Mike?
I'm not looking to be like, hey, instead of going to Burger King, let's go to Condi's. I'm like, come to Condi's, but also go to Burger King and then come to Condi's anyway.
So it's a
We're
snack
selling
spot.
Sauce by the fucking barrel.
So right. people can come by with their fish and chips from another restaurant.
And we've got a malt vinegar. We've got a...
So they can bring your own food?
Tartar sauce. We've got different kinds of tartar
Maybe
sauce.
Maybe people just bring their own food and you're not even cooking.
Maybe it's a vending machine.
No, we don't have a vending machine. That's interesting. Because
I would like wings on Friday if I want wings, though.
But what about your wings
because you have
else.
A deep fryer somewhere and you're just not using your deep fryer.
What if I said, hey, we only keep three different bases. There's your focaccia, there's your tenders, and there's your wings.
From here on out,
we're bringing in specialties.
What if it's beef, Michael. Chicken, tofu, though? So it's like...
Tofu's not bad, Mike. Tofu's not a bad
choice.
What
about yuca fries?
Yuca fries is nice, or even
what if it's like a wedding when you different wedding. Like,
I guess you're right.
Sweet
we should
potato
have one,
fries
we should have one
or
veggie.
Like crisps. You know, you just you change up the fry game.
I'm trying to say maybe you side pass that all. Don't do the kitchen shit. Don't deal with the FDA. Don't deal with all these regulatory boards that want to make sure you're keeping up with the health standards. And you're just a sauce shop where people bring in their own food. Good music, no kitchen. You don't have to have 10 employees. You don't have to have Jeff's running around giving people free shit at you.
I want the sauces, dude. I want people to sit down and have the sauces.
They can sit down.
I'd also like to do a rotisserie Wednesday.
Ooh.
And we do it. We bring in like a local rotisserie chicken guy.
You start. Know, you got like 30 chickens for the day. When we're done, we're done.
We just have him set. Well, I think actually what would be nice is if we have a parking spot. We're like, yo, set up your rotisserie. Maybe we even do like a food truck that is paired with us. And it's like, if that's food you can bring in is when we pair. And we have a different food truck maybe now, like every day. And like on Mondays, that's where it comes from. It's like, yeah, we have the chicken tender truck on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
And then
Spuds on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
A meal and a peel.
But
and
then you like should have like 20 sauces outside the truck.
We've got
that
sauces,
you can
and
just
you can bring in. You can bring in the food from the food truck into Condi's.
And
that's
so
allowed.
What's the
now? I don't have a kitchen. I'm just making sauces.
And is it? How do I get? Do they fill up little ramekins or is it like a tap? And I can like you
I think
can
it
go
should be
anywhere.
One of those squirt things.
No, you come to us. There's like an. I think there is like a register and stuff, but a smaller operation where we've got. You see all the sauces.
Not into the do-it-yourself part.
No, because I don't. It's just
do
like
what yourself?
To me, it's disgusting.
Have you
I
ever
want,
been
like,
to a bar that there's one in South Williamsburg where you can have? They give you this card. It's a little silly, but there's like they have all their. It's a microbrewery, you know, heaven.
Yeah,
and you
get
can
to
like,
the fucking point. Huh?
You can pull your. Nice. You can pour your own beer.
Ooh, you can do their job, right?
Relax, man. Yeah. I mean, positive vibes.
You got a bartend?
We did the breathing exercise.
You go into a bar to bartend?
Yeah, I mean, there's bartenders
for sanitary reasons, I don't want people near the sauces. I got some fucking little kid grubbing at
cool,
the mayonnaise. You know?
Yeah, sure. It was just a suggestion, guys.
And I didn't get mad at the suggestion. I appreciate it.
I love
the suggestion.
I just thought we were still in the pig pen, is all.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're taking it easy.
Everyone's
the
cool, dude.
Yeah,
you cool? Cool.
I mean, that's sort of the pitch. I'll send it around for a vote. I feel like it's time. David, customer investor, are both for Condi's.
Definitely a customer. I think it's a great idea.
I'd love to see you shoveling some fucking sauce into your mouth.
Yeah, I'm a
and
big
sauce guy.
And you
actually get your first meals on the house.
Oh, I love that. I would obviously choose a ranch aioli buffalo dip.
And we have no maximum for sauces, by the way.
So can you create your own? I wanted to ask about
that. Yeah, you know, I am into the creating of your own, Mike.
I don't think so. But what we can do is give you a combo. What we can do, maybe just to play off that, I don't think we're going to let you make your own. But what I can do is like, hey, here are some favorite combinations from us and from customers past. And like, Jeff remixed the pesto with the garlic aioli and a little bit of our diced tomato saucy. And he mixed those together and made the Jeff. And like we could have like and suggested combinations.
Okay, I like that.
And so if I got some of my designers to make a logo, would you be interested in selling some sauces?
I think if I was able to see the designs and be able to give notes.
Yeah,
sure.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I'm a big fan of it. Love it. Deep love. Customer, investor, and
love it. Boys, great first episode. It's a nice long one. There's some beefy stuff in there. Let's play a little tunes. Let's come back. We'll hear from the nation, all right?
Oh, yeah. Getting Uber money. 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 Getting Uber money.
guys, this week's episode is brought to us by honeybook.com. All right, it's an all-in-one business management platform for creative small businesses. They help, you know, the entrepreneurs, the hustlers, spend less time handling administration. Dave, Jeff, isn't that the worst part?
It is the worst part.
Because I think we have our own slop shop, and we're dealing with a lot of sort of, I guess, lower management issues with Dave, where he's sort of, you know, not following orders.
I'm the top salesperson.
Yeah, well, you've got some.
And you can be
issues.
The top salesperson by not working with the, you know, the infractions, dealing with the, you know, moving inventory left and right.
I mean, infractions
keeping your
left
budget,
and right, quite
yes.
frankly.
Yes.
All right, but HoneyBook also makes it easy to streamline your process with client and calendar management tools and custom branded proposals and contracts. We're talking e-signatures. Mm. We're talking invoices generated. Everyone's getting paid faster, and it's all online. All right, there's photographers, designers, event professionals, solo entrepreneurs.
How many photographers would you guess? They have just,
yeah, actually guess
300.
We'll give you one more guess
and then quadruple it.
It's 75,000.
What?
But that's everybody. That's photographers, designers, event professionals. 75,000 people.
Still a ton.
It's still a ton. And guys, what better way to salute the hustlers out
there? Where are these people?
Than with us partnering with honeybook.com to offer our listeners 50% off the first year with a promo code TWINS. That's TWINS.
TWINS.
Guys, go to honeybook.com today. Use again the promo code TWINS. TWINS. And that's 50% off your first year. It's honeybook.com with TWINS. 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 Let's get back to the episode. Woo! And we're back.
Seamless.
Guys, great break. Again, shout out to HoneyBook. Hell of an ad campaign we're running here.
Yes.
Guys.
Big money.
Hold on.
Big money and little business.
Oh, man. Do you smell that? Hit it.
Oh, wrong file.
Reel it in.
It's the catch of the day. Yeah. This is the segment of the show where we salute fellow hustlers out in the real world making it happen. Jeffrey, why do you say wrong track?
Because I thought
that?
I heard beef.
Yeah, well, you were wrong.
I was wrong.
Should ease off.
I will.
Ease off, David.
I will. Can we move past it?
What's our catch of the day?
What is our catch of the day? Dave, you have an announcement to make, don't you?
I have a ton of announcements to make.
You have an announcement
to make. Well, I think we do have an announcement. In our catch of the day, we hinted at it in the beginning of the episode.
Right.
Right now, this episode is 189, which means in about, let's call it 11 weeks, we'll be celebrating our 200th episode. Guys, that means for 200 weeks.
I was going to say anniversary,
200th anniversary.
Too.
We could call it that. We could
of
call
our
it
first
the,
episode.
Why don't we call it the 200th anniversary for Twinnovation?
Yeah. It is the 200th anniversary.
And we're going to do a live show. We're now currently looking. We've reached out to some places in Brooklyn. We're going to do a live show and really ball out. You know, when we do our live shows, we do physical. We actually make the inventions.
Think of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
And that's the fun of it. And we're also gonna like really maybe hey maybe we could do a little have a little stand-up going on maybe we could have a little make it more of a blowout
a variety
show,
show
a variety show
a juggler if you're a juggler email the nation
show us a talent show
I also would like to reach out to someone as like you know I love hearing from the nation but I do think that'd be fun for us to reach out to someone we know give them about a month and like help them like give them a chance to also make a physical invention and pitch it to us
right someone we know so we assist we become almost consultants
yeah
well no we just judge the product
I think
like
we just judge
the
product yeah and I think it's up to them to make
a consultant.
It and
well,
we kind of
if you're an investor you're a consultant
well maybe but anyway the catch of the day is the 200th show
right
and I think it's a really special I mean the fact that we've been able to do something now some of us have missed episodes but there has been a show for we've been reliable for 200 weeks in a row
that's over
That's like almost four years. It's almost 4 years.
Well, 52 or 53 weeks.
There's 52
a year.
Weeks in a year.
Boy, so,
I think like episode 208 would then be like the four year anniversary.
So we're
right?
gonna do 208 instead of 200.
No, I like 200. It's round.
I agree. 200. So that sounds like it's the end of May, right?
Now the date
mid
that we were looking at that our 200th episode,
Psycho Season,
the 200th anniversary Psycho Season finale.
Bring your best psycho face.
I think it's May 17th, May 18th were days that we were looking to record.
Maybe we all dress like Joker.
And the episode is released on the 23rd, I believe. So we're trying to do a Friday, Saturday show, possibly a Thursday show.
Right.
The actual 200th episode is on March 23rd.
Why? Or May 23rd. Furious.
All right. Okay. We're not doing Joker stuff, dude.
I think we
either come as Joker or Bane.
I do like a good costume theme.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Why don't we just make it costume? Yeah. Do whatever
What's
you want.
The Juggalo version of Twinnovation fans?
Maybe it's Halloween in May. Right.
Oh, it could be another Halloween.
Oh. Interesting.
Well, that would have lined up really nicely.
Perfect. It's Halloween in May.
Let's do Halloween.
Do Halloween again?
/ 200th episode anniversary.
Halloween.
Double bill it.
And maybe we don't do a costume contest again. Because
we could.
I think we do a costume contest.
That's the whole thing. I want to wear a costume.
I think everyone's dressed up.
Then maybe we hire photographers.
We like playing dress up.
Then maybe we hire photographers.
So now you weren't in on it, and now you immediately want to hire people to photo.
Well, I think that one thing that we were missing was documentation
about
of the actual costume.
That's honeybook.com.
Oh, yeah,
you
could use Honeybook.
Photographers.
Could hire photographers.
Piano players, and everything in between.
I'm saying that like we really didn't document the costume contest at all.
Yeah. No.
Well, so what I'm saying is like there must be like I would like for the nation to be able to, especially when fans came and they made such dope costumes that were podcast themed. I would have liked really nice photographs to be able to share with the nation.
Definitely. And then we could send out our Christmas photo album.
That's true. And I guess we could also, if you know, if our first spot here in the neighborhood doesn't work out, we could go to where we did the last Halloween.
Of course.
Last
Halloween was good. I think we want someplace a little more centrally located in addition to being like grungier. I think we want a little grungier.
I think that spot, we won't mention a name, so I think that spot I pitched to you is that.
I believe you are correct, Michael.
Mm-hmm. I think
there's a ton of hotels right around it if people are coming.
There are a ton. Maybe we do a hotel party afterwards.
Maybe we rent like a fucking rooftop party.
And start saving your money, folks, because these hotels aren't cheap.
Or what? You remember? Seriously. Remember where we had my birthday?
Yeah.
What if we rented that?
You're gonna want to budget $400 for two nights at the hotels, and then another $100 for the sauces, condies.
Well, anyway, that's the announcement. Is we're doing a 250.
The announcement is Mike wants to throw a $30,000 party.
I'd like to throw a $30,000 party.
We overpay by $50,000.
I would love to spend some fucking bank. Can we get sponsored?
We throw the Huff is a snitch shirts off the roof.
Can we get sponsored? Can we
probably could.
Can we talk to HeadGum?
Honestly, the fine folk over at neckcorrector.com. That's neckcorrector.com.
What is neckcorrector.com?
And with coupon code NECKCORRECT at checkout, you'll get free shipping anywhere in the domestic
you're
United
pissed.
States.
What is that,
He's
Jeff?
Doing the thing that I got in trouble for
Jeff,
last
what
year.
What is neckcorrector?
Neckcorrector is from the maker of Forkula. My boys up there in Prince Edward Island, they're working on a new product. The Forkula men are hustlers of maybe... We have them.
I never got a Forkula, so when me and Dave are given Forkulas, maybe
we
can talk about it.
You did get Forkulas.
We did not get Forkulas.
You definitely
got Forkulas.
You
showed off your Forkula. You kept them all to yourself.
Actually, I forgot what it was, and I thought it was like a word eraser.
You know, I did get a Forkula.
I gave you both. I have bats full of them.
What's the neck corrector?
It actually is pretty self-explanatory. What it does is you lay on the device and it elongates that neck, takes a lot of pressure off of those vertebrae that are constantly pushed and pummeled.
Can you scoop
by
up
your
food with
big
it?
Poundy head. Scoop up food with it.
Because I'd like to provide Forkulas at maybe Condi's,
we're
to be honest.
We're not talking about Forkulas anymore. We're talking about the neck corrector.
Forkula would work very well at Condi's.
It's very obvious
I haven't listened to the last two episodes.
Because Jeff did a neck corrector ad on both
also,
of them.
Also, didn't Jeff, I saw on the Reddit though, did Jeff pitch an idea that I had pitched like 3 weeks
Some
ago?
Some people are talking about
was
that.
Was it a nighttime toothpaste?
It was a nighttime toothpaste.
I pitched that 3 weeks
ago. But maybe
ago,
I was
dude.
Not there for that podcast. Yeah,
you were there for that
and
podcast.
And I do recall it. In hindsight, I did recall
maybe
it's Dave's fault for not calling me out on it.
I don't
and
remember
you let that
so.
Go. You is remember that? Everything. You're like episode 45, Twinnovation.
I'm always lying about the episode number. You don't know that?
What? Oh, no way.
Dude, you know what time it is.
Oh.
1-646-926-1092.
I don't really believe it.
That early, you know, Dave,
I
that
felt
was
there was a
very
pause.
There was a pause, there was a change of possession. I would say it's a little bit early for it, but it is now time for the nation to
rise up.
This is the part of the
1-646-926-1092.
They're listening to me. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. Dave.
I can see when you're
looking at me.
You're looking at me right now.
Yeah, but I need you to look at me.
Why can't you just look at me?
All right, so listen to me. Look at me. I'll cue you, bro. All right, this is the part of the show where we hear from two lucky listeners. They can send in their ideas to email at ideas@twinnovation.biz. They can tweet at us at @twinnovationpod. They can go to our Facebook, and they can also leave us a voicemail. That number is
1-646-926-1092.
We got an itchy trigger finger. Right. That's
they have
a
an
problem.
Itchy trigger finger. Dave, do you have voicemails for us?
I think I might.
What up, boys? It's Steve from Philly again.
Nice.
Got a quick and simple idea for you. What's the worst part about sharing a fridge with your roommate? Mm.
They steal your fucking food.
Is that they steal your fucking shit.
Whoa.
So my idea is for a company to produce stickers with fake expiration dates on them.
Ooh, we're talking
you throw
about
that on all your
before.
Shit. Boom, bam, your General Shows is there for the taking. I'm open to ideas for names. All I had was like, you know, don't eat my shit, Evan. That's pretty much it.
I'm going to bash your fucking face in, Evan. Hey, give it up. What was his name?
His name? Steve from Philly.
Steve from Philly.
I think this is a great idea. I think this is something that is cheap to make and cheap to ship and can easily be shared around. I think this can go viral. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a very quick blurb.
Yeah.
A very quick blurb.
It definitely
an Instagram
would get
page,
some write-ups.
Links to it. It definitely would get some write-ups. I think that like it'd be weird if I saw like a deli expiration sticker on like a Chinese food leftovers. Right. I'd be like, wait, what?
You can put it on your milk. You can put it on like your
fruit, your beef, your chicken, your raw stuff that you're about to cook.
Not so much food that
you come
buy.
Back. Hey, where'd like all my stuff go? He's like, yeah, that's been rotten for weeks. I threw it out.
I wish Steve went more into detail with clearly the beef he has with Evan, his roommate.
Yeah. I mean,
did you guys ever steal food from a roommate?
I'll steal like crackers.
You currently still do it?
No, because I'm fully stocked these days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but in your most desperate times, you've stolen crackers.
100. I would steal stuff from offices.
Yeah, well, that's different. Dave, roommates?
No.
You've never stolen food from a roommate?
Nope.
Mike?
I might have gotten drunk one time and had a little bit of
fucking you know what
food.
I did last week, actually?
Yes.
And my roommate called me out on it the next day, is I was super trashed and I came home late and I was starving and he had like lo mein noodles.
I ate like
95% of it.
Oh my God.
And then I like hid it in the bottom
you
back of the fridge.
Jerk,
that's
dude.
Awful.
Then, that's some fucked up shit.
I apologize. And I Venmo'd him.
Did you get him more lo mein?
I ordered him some spring rolls.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, that's not the same.
That's a cheaper version.
You went
than
to a place
main.
That sold lo mein and got spring rolls.
You should get lo mein and spring rolls.
I asked him what he wanted.
Lo mein? You can get lo mein anywhere.
He didn't want lo mein anymore. Well, he didn't want it originally, which is why it was in the fridge in the first place.
No, he just wasn't. So was he mad at you? You get some pets.
No, he thought it was
him.
Funny. We have a good relationship. Like
he's
that.
A good guy.
I love him. He loves me too.
He thinks you're fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Well, guys, let's give it up for our boy, Steve from Philly.
Steve from Philly.
I was going to say, really quick, I have seen this thing online that is pretty cool. It's a sandwich bag, and it has like a print of mold on it. That's pretty good, too.
Yes. But then people will throw it away, right?
Probably.
That's an office setting versus a home setting.
Jackie the dog is back.
Guys, do you want to hear
from Mike from D.C.?
I would love to.
Yeah.
What up, boys? It's your boy, Mike, the biggest fan in Washington, D.C. I just want to let you know that I'm driving my girlfriend to work right now, and she has the scheme of the year, nay, the millennium.
Wow.
Let me pose a question to you. What's the worst part of driving when it's raining?
Visibility.
I mean,
hold on,
dying
I gotta turn
in an
right
accident.
Here. That's right. You can't see out the side windows all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So my girlfriend, who has never heard of this podcast and is not a loyal listener, but that will be changing soon, she says there should be windshield wipers for the side windows.
Ooh.
And then I was thinking, that got me thinking, there should be windshield wipers for the side windows. That's the pitch.
Behind
I don't have
every
any,
great man is
a name
woman
or price plan or anything, but I'll let you guys do the hard part. All right, bye.
Great.
I have a name for it. Side swipers.
Ooh. Whoa. David, dang, off the top, good. A beautiful name. Very You're not really on your names today. I mean, Jeffrey, sorry. Jackie came down and we're all been real distracted.
You know, I that's what I do when it's raining at a red light or a stop sign. I'll take the window down to give it that squeegee clean.
Yeah.
You know, but
what are you using the end of your shirt for that or what?
No, it, you know, because when you put the window down, it's got the rubber on the side that, like, gets rid of the drops.
I think they're talking about the side mirrors, not the mirrors.
They're talking about the rear view mirrors, right?
Yeah. The side mirrors.
I thought it was
car.
Your window.
No, a rear view mirrors. I think is what they were talking about, right? Or is it the big windows?
It's outside. It's the side mirrors. On the side of the car.
Oh, I thought it was your side. But don't you need to see out of your side window to see the side mirrors?
Maybe it's also for the windows, but I think specifically.
Why don't you read it again? Let's play that back.
All right, I'll do that.
The mid part.
Yeah. What up, boys? Hold on, I got to turn right here. That's right. You can't see out the side windows all the time.
Side windows.
He thinks so side windows, but I think he means side mirror.
Maybe right.
It's side windows. It is. All right, pause it, David.
I think side swiper still works.
It does.
It does.
Okay. I think it should be both. Right?
I think we could do both. I think there aren't enough window wipers because it really would help if you could have that side window clean. Yeah. His girlfriend's a genius.
Can I make a pivot for the side ones? Maybe they're not wipers, but maybe it's like a Dyson hot air that's blowing the water off of it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but then if you're in a storm, that's not going to do anything.
Yeah, but wipers get fucked up all the time.
So you replace them.
Yeah, who's got the time?
And I think Dave can barely
Dave can barely change the oil in the car.
Oh, very good.
I don't want to get into that, Jeffrey.
Very good. Well, I think that's it, man.
I mean, let's hear it from her. It was a great idea. Mike from DC. Was it Mike from DC?
We got DC from Philly. NYC.
I think it was
Billy.
Mike from DC and his girlfriend who had the idea.
I'll be in DC next week.
You will be in DC. You're going to DC for the Jake and Amir show, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty chill.
Very chill.
Great. Well, boys, great first
capacity.
Episode. And yeah. Fan?
Fan.
You bought tickets to the show.
I sneak in.
You sneak in?
Yeah. I don't pay. I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, you can't pay. Are they doing a show in New York? When is that?
Thursday.
Oh, that's like in 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm.
They don't tell us about shit.
No. Well, I think they assume we don't want to go, but I do like to go. I like to, you know.
I think they assume we do want to go.
I think they want us to ask them, and we will. We want those
already
tickies.
Did.
They, you know, a slight beef of the week is there's a HeadGum East party that the three of us weren't told
that
about.
That was the original beef.
What the
that
hell?
Was the original beef. They like I found out from a friend who is just starting a new podcast on Wednesday. Actually,
what's by this the thing,
it's
out?
Called Girls Girls Do Porn,
yeah.
And it's really cool. Like I work with her at late night. She's producing it, and it's like two girls discussing porn, various porn that they watch, and it's like a female perspective on porn.
It's an instant classic.
I think it's a good idea,
I think
and
if
they're
we
and
named
they're new.
Our
and let's send
that,
them some
we would
love.
Really blow up. Yeah, definitely.
I'll that's why we should have called it Twins Fest.
Yes,
yeah,
but
true.
Yeah.
I think we just started up this podcast called
But they didn't tell us about the goddamn party.
No, they didn't. We still don't really know where it is.
Never got an email.
I just got a late evite from someone I never even
It's
heard
like they
of.
Want us to go to Gimlet.
What's Gimlet?
Isn't that a podcast network?
Yeah. It just got bought by Spotify.
Well, we're thinking about moving to Gimlet because they would at least invite us to the party.
We should see if Spotify wants to produce
our show. I want the nation to fucking snout out. And we always give Hurwitz a fucking free pass, don't we? I want Hurwitz to get snouted out here.
And also
I want you to go to every single one of his Instagram and you flood his fucking comment section with these pig snouts because they're not invited to the party. And he lives in New York and he's part of it and he knows about it.
He's playing hard to get
and he's trying. Trying to be all
well,
cool
we can play hardball, bud. We can play hardball.
Did you guys
ball.
Mention it to them? I'm getting riled
I
up
did.
Now.
Yeah.
Do you mention it to them when you recorded today? Yeah. And what did they say?
I didn't mention it because I still didn't know about it.
Yeah. Well, what did they say?
They were like, oh,
I think
yeah,
Nick
yeah.
told me.
Yeah, I think Nick told me too. He's like, you going? I was like, to what? And I don't, you know, Dave.
And I said the exact same thing. I was like, what are you talking about?
Just bullshit.
And on top of it, man, you guys should reach out to Spotify and see if they want to sponsor our new original show that we're working on. So reach out to Spotify, guys.
All right. Well, fucking snout Hurwitz out and give him a fucking piece of my goddamn mind.
That's right.
I mean, that's, you know.
Boys, I missed Joe. What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
Or sheep and wolf.
What are you doing this
wolf
weekend?
And sheep's clothing.
I'm looking at houses in Connecticut, thinking a couple months or years ahead, depending on how many revenue streams I have. I started a couple companies this past 2 weeks. since Mike's been away and Jeff hasn't been returning my phone calls.
He kind of went off the deep end, started a couple companies.
Yeah, I started like 10 or 11, so I'm just trying to get the account information on all of them.
Great. Jeffrey?
I might, you know...
I think people are going to like Remington, though. Remington Appeal, we sell horse...
Appeal?
Remington Appeal, we sell like cowboy gear.
Appeal?
Yeah.
You said appeal.
Remington Appeal, but we sell apparel.
What's appeal mean, though, in regard
to we appeal to the Remington type of crowd. People that, you know, wake up at 5 a.m.
It's not a bad name. Remington Appeal. Yeah. A step above.
Do you want to see some logos I have here?
Yeah, show us off,
I don't
want to
see the logos.
What are you doing
this weekend?
We don't want to see any more logos.
I did a little, what's the Maria Netflix thing where the minimalism and the cleaning?
Condo.
I did a little condo. I opened up a little more space. I might make an IKEA run. Dave, let me know if you want to come.
Great. Dave's currently showing me logos. I'm going to hang out with Sarah and the dog and just chill.
Beautiful. Love it.
All right. Well, boys, great episode. Dave, please stop opening fucking JPEGs.
And pay attention.
His
desktop, too, is so much clutter.
Stressful.
You could use a little condo, Michael, is it?
All right. Well, boys, great episode. Dave's playing us off. To the nation, as always,
stay scheming and stay dreaming.
Walking out the door, robbed the damn bank, got a chauffeur, make some more burns. Now an open screw, saw today with two dudes for innovation. I owe you.
Oprah money, getting Oprah money.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.